Well, a bunch of Disney cruise ships got raided 3 days ago for giant pedophile rings. So I thought we should play this new report we've done just on Disney and their sick proclivities for you before we cover the news.
In a shocking raid that shatters the already damaged, wholesome facade of the most magical place on Earth, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents boarded five cruise ships in San Diego between April 23rd and 25th, which included Disney's Magic, netting 28 arrests for child sexual exploitation material. Three of those nabbed were Disney cruise staffers, with passengers left stunned as crew members, including one family's server, were cuffed right in front of them during disembarkation. Authorities confirmed involvement in receiving, possessing, distributing, or viewing child pornography, primarily among foreign crew from the Philippines, Portugal, and Indonesia.
Crew member on board the Disney Dream was arrested for possession of child pornography after authorities received 9 separate tips from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. A 28-year-old Filipino crew member had his phone seized when the ship arrived at the port, and authorities found multiple photographs of children engaged in sexual acts, some of which were under 10 years of age. He apparently was sharing these photos with a group of other such individuals on a Facebook group.
Meanwhile, liberal mouthpieces like Kathy Griffin are outraged that the pedos were arrested and deported. Because, of course they are. Disney issued the standard corporate boilerplate about zero tolerance and cooperation, but the pattern here is impossible to ignore.
Then there's Xavier Jackson. He's 27.
He is accused of sending sexual images to someone he thought was a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, did I mention that he just happens to be a lifeguard at the Polynesian Resort for Disney? Well, why do people like Paul Vail work at Disney? Because that's where the children are. He had 540 counts of child pornography, from newborns to 8 years of age.
Deputies stormed their Davenport home, the one with Mickey and Minnie out in the front yard and a security jacket hanging in the car. Inside, they say they found child porn on Thomas Wheeler's computer, with kids ranging in age from 9 to 11 engaged in various sex acts.
Detectives arrested 10 men and a 16-year-old boy as part of an undercover child pornography investigation. One of the men worked as a project manager at Walt Disney World. Another worked at Legoland.
This investigators telling us that this pastor and also a Disney hotel employee was downloading child porn images while on the job, but apparently he was also doing more.
Disney put a system in place to take screen captures every 3 seconds, recording Cuthbert's every move, even as he wrote an Easter sermon while he watched the videos.
This is how investigators say the Disney worker solicited at least one boy through his Xbox.
Charles Proctor, he's a 56-year-old electrician at Disney World. Proctor is charged with 11 counts of possessing child porn.
A Disney boat driver sits now in the Orange County jail, charged with more than a dozen counts of possessing and trading child pornography.
This man, Richard Morgan, has been taken into custody, accused of molesting a young girl. He is a stage tech at Disney World.
A Disney employee busted, say investigators, for chatting online and trying to meet what he thought was a dad and his 8-year-old daughter for sex. Federal prosecutors say Frederick Pohl of Claremont was surprised when he got to an Orlando hotel. There was no girl, only investigators waiting to arrest him.
And this man is waiting to go to trial. Polk County deputies arrested him last year for having child porn. Of course, Disney isn't the only theme park with cases like this. Employees from SeaWorld, Legoland, and Universal have also been arrested for similar crimes.
State police have just arrested a SeaWorld employee on charges of making and sharing child porn.
Some downtown Disney visitors are shocked tonight as word spreads that an employee there was arrested and charged with molesting a 9-year-old boy earlier this month.
How deep does this rot go in an organization that markets directly to kids? Passengers filming the chaos on the docks weren't just witnessing arrests. They were seeing the mask slip on a billion-dollar machine that profits from trust it lost years ago.
We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all of you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. Become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it. Cancel any time. Stand with us. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and thealexjonesstore.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little.
So we've heard a lot about this in the last year. Out at Mar-a-Lago at the entrance, a group of Christian pastors decided to build this giant 30-something foot tall gold statue of President Trump. And again, I'm not just here to bash Trump. I'm not here to just pick things to go after him for. But this feeds into the hysteria that he's like Jesus, and he's posted on Truth Social that I've been persecuted more than Jesus just 2 weeks ago. And he's posted images of him as a Christ-like figure healing the sick and dying. And you've got Paula White and all these people saying similar things. It's creepy. And we already had the left, remember, famously said Hillary was like a Messiah and was like Jesus. So let's put up a quote out of the Old Testament of Moses comes down with the tablets, the Ten Commandments, and he's been gone a couple weeks up there, and he comes down, and the Israelites, you know, just fresh out of getting out of Egypt, have started melting all their jewelry down to a golden calf they're worshiping. And when he heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camps, you know, revelry. And he said, is it not the voice of them that shout for mastery? Neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed, meaning it got big, waxed high, and he cast the tablets out of his hands and breaks them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which was made and burnt in the fire and ground it into powder and strewed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. Moses said unto Aaron, what did these people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? Scroll down. And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people that they are set to mischief on mischief. And they said unto me, make us gods, which shall we go before us? For as for Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we want not what is become of him. So we don't want to just worship God. We want a golden idol. We want this. We want to worship this. If you read deeper into it, a bunch of them got killed when he threw the tablets down. In fact, guys, type in Charlton Heston, Ten Commandments, golden calf scene. In fact, let's just play that. The Ten Commandments, Charlton Heston, golden calf scene. Powerful. So, I mean, A, people ask why everyone to Mar-a-Lago. I was invited many times. You go, you stand around tuxedos. Everybody feels like you're super powerful. I'll go to an important event if something's happening, but I don't just go pose like I've arrived and it's so cool. And it's just something fundamental about it is posing. Rather be in the field, in the fight, talking to millions of people, getting people awake, you know, exposing human trafficking, exposing wars, exposing poison shots. And so I thought some of these photos were fake when I saw them. They're real. Because in local newspapers, they quote the Christian pastors and a bunch of rabbis blessed the statue and got down on their knees and prayed. Show the photo. That there's local newscast of this. Prayed for the statue, through the statue to President Trump. Again, I thought this was a joke. This actually happened. What makes it even better is it's not just like they prayed for some statue of Trump. They prayed to a golden statue. I remember like a year ago, they put out an AI video that Trump reposted through social of the new Gaza with this golden statue of Trump. And I had listeners call in and say, hey, man, why aren't you exposing this? I didn't know about it. Well, this isn't some AI thing about Gaza. This is real, folks. You can just type in pastors bless golden statue of Trump Mar-a-Lago. Entrance to Mar-a-Lago, they're in Palm Beach. It's on private property, not on his. I mean, this is cuckoo town. I mean, who would want a monstrosity like that? That's like bad luck. And then you've got Trump calling in, and the rabbis bless it. I can do an hour on this, okay? Don't believe me. Just go to X, type in Trump golden statue. Watch the rabbis bless it. Watch the Christian pastors bless it. Watch them get down and pray in front of it and bless it. I mean, one thing they said, bless Trump, and put their hands on it, that's great. Or even says, bless Trump in general. But no, they're blessing the damn statue. This is literally Moses comes down out of the burning bush and God and gives him the, you know, literally the covenant. And they say, we don't want that. We came out of Egypt. We want to go back to what that was. We don't want you. Yeah, go ahead and play the full Charlton Heston clip. I watch this movie every year of my life, except when I haven't been here a few years. You know, I'm older. My mother watches this every Easter. I've watched this in the theater probably 10 times, whether it's a great movie. But here's a biblically accurate reenactment by Cecil B. DeMille's Jewish of what happened. Here it is.
And the people sinned a great
adultery.
And did eat and drink.
There's no freedom without the law. By the law, shall die by the law.
Now, somebody made a compilation there. The scene when he comes down is only a few minutes. We'll try to find it, but that was a good compilation. I'm glad they had a compilation, actually. The point is, whether you believe this happened or not, this is what we follow as Christians. This is the Old Testament the Jews followed, and I believe it was real, and you see it all around you. The point is, they've archaeologically dug up so much what they said about Moses, almost all of it's already been proven. It's crazy. Where they said they did rituals, all this stuff, they've dug it all up. The point is that you got a golden statue of people bowing down in front of it, blessing the president. And the president calls in, a little busy with the war, he says, to be part of this. This is just crazy. Then you add all the stuff about, oh, he's been more persecuted than Jesus, the Pentagon says, and he's of the Lord. It's just, yeah. And the posting official photos like demons coming out of the sky, and then he's Jesus. And Trump goes, oh, I thought it was a doctor. And just last week, you know, I have been persecuted more than Jesus. Oh, yeah, right. I'm not trying to criticize Trump. This is just all unseemly, and I just can't be part of this. Yeah, Trump pastor claims president has better understanding of the Bible than the Pope. Well, that might not be true. Anyways, Here's just one of the angles and one of the clips of this event. There's hours of this crap, bowing down, praying to it, all of it. Here's Trump calling into his own golden statue event.
I want to make sure everyone can hear. Okay, sir.
Hello, everybody. I want to thank you so much for being there today, and more importantly, for what you did. The statue is beautiful. You know, I saw it during the weekend. We had a big PGA tournament with a great champion, and all great champions, actually, but it was a great tournament, and I got to look at it very closely, and it's incredible, and I just want to thank you. I know it was done from love, and I want to thank Mark Burns, a pastor. He's a good pastor. He's a good man. I've known him a long time. He's been with me from the beginning, right from the beginning, maybe about 2 days later, right? Two days.
But right, Mr. President.
he was right at the beginning, and I appreciate it, Mark. You're great. And just really a good person. And I want to thank everybody there. I don't know. Here there's a good crowd of people, but I want to thank you all, and I won't forget it. And we love you all, and the country's doing great, and Iran is not doing good because of us. They are not doing well at all, and good things are happening, and I just want to really give you my love, and I wish I could be there where we want to make sure everything's going perfect on the war front, so I think you can understand that, but we'll see you all around. I just want to, again, it's everybody is taking pictures of it. Everybody is, my people told me that it's unbelievable. All day long, they're taking pictures. They stand up next to it, and they have their picture taken. It really came out beautiful. I didn't know what to expect. I just want to thank you all, and we love you all, and God bless America.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. We love you. God bless you, Mr. President.
Now, again, I call balls and strikes. So Trump didn't commission a golden statue of himself. He's being nice. He's a very gracious person. When I got married to my second wife, he found out about it and called my number, talked to me, called her for like 5-10 minutes, telling her how great I was. He's a very nice person, okay? But it's the people around him that are literally saying he's Jesus constantly. This is hurting us with Christian Americans who see this and say they're not going to be part of it. It's hurting us in the midterms, folks. And it's in general bad luck. I mean, you know, Trump used to say, listen, thanks a lot. I'm just your president. I don't need gold statues to me, okay? You know, the joke on South Park is actually did this. One of the Metallica people bitched about Napster or whatever, you know, the early Spotify, and said, I'm only making $500 million a year. I had to cancel a golden statue to myself. So I made a joke about it on South Park. It's like golden statues? I mean, we've got serious problems. 25 veterans committing suicide a day. We've got human trafficking, all these wars. We don't need to be blessing golden statues. It's just, it's not good. Here's the actual raw clip from the Ten Commandments of Charlton Heston.
Woe unto thee, O Israel! You have sinned a great sin in the sight of God. You are not worthy to receive these Ten Commandments.
Story of the Bible, which has been proven to be accurate, is God chose the Jews, and then they constantly did what they were supposed to, like everybody else. We're not blaming them. The point is, this is how we are, Jew and Gentile. But don't sit there and say worshiping Israel is what we're supposed to do.
Did you carve those tablets to become a prince over us?
No. When Israel does the right thing, they are blessed. When they do the wrong thing, they are judged, just like us.
Let him come to me.
And Israel's about to be judged on the loss. We're in big trouble. Yeah, see, they just cut back that up 10 seconds. You notice they just uncut the girl because they were about to sacrifice her. That's what you do to the golden calf. A virgin means a child, but they didn't put a kid up there. That's too hardcore in the 1950s. Go ahead and play it again.
Jason and the people made me do it.
Joshua! Joshua!
He showed you no land flowing with milk and honey.
So they're down there having an orgy and a human sacrifice.
Blasphemers, idolaters! For this you shall drink bitter waters. God has set before you this day his laws of life and good and death and evil. Those who will not live by the law shall die by the law.
What's Martin Levin say about that? Or Ted Cruz? Oh, worship Israel. Do whatever it says. The whole Bible, Old and New Testament, is about Israel does the right thing. It's blessed. Goes off, cursed. And everybody else as well. The Jews are the example that God gave us to understand this. And it is important in Abrahamic religions. It's central. They are important. Get the Dan Bilzerian clip ready. He's running for Congress. He's tried to come on my show. Maybe I should have him on. But I just don't want to cuss and yell for an hour straight and say, Jew. This is a very serious subject. It needs to be approached with the most serious mind and historical understanding. Because let me explain something to you. This is really important, folks. This is a key. When you get this Jew, anti-Jew thing, and when Israel goes off track and becomes Antichrist, it then conjures a Hitler. It conjures an Iran. It conjures this other force. And when they collide, it's judgment for everybody. All these fools say, kill all the Jews. They're the problem. If we didn't have Jews, there wouldn't be a problem. Clearly, Israel does a lot of bad stuff. Clearly, the leadership's trying to control us and is doing terrible things. It's in the driver's seat. Because God has put them in the driver's seat so they will be judged and we will be judged. And I'm sitting back with doom in my eyes, knowing the demon that has been conjured here, the devil. But you laugh like Bilzerian. I'll get him on this week if he'll come on. Run for Congress in Florida. It's Florida, right? He's just sitting back, you know, this guy, all women, partying, yachts. I'm not judging him. My point is he's Mr. Influencer. And back when girls and yachts and race cars and mansions is cool, he's the guy doing that. And now that it's cool to bash Jews all day and just only talk about that and nothing else and say that's the only problem in the universe, when it's us, all of us together, good versus evil, the fight is in our own hearts individually. To just point at them and say, oh, it's all just that. That's the only thing you know about. Not China, not the mad scientists, not the poison shots, not the alpha-gal syndrome, not China, none of it. Just know this. And when Trump came out 5 weeks ago and said, I will destroy Iran in one day, never return, kill their culture, nuclear weapon, I said he needs to be 25th Amendment if he keeps doing this. He backed off until 3 days ago. Now he's back to, I'll turn him into a giant glowing crater. When Trump said, I will judge a whole people like he's God, and I will kill you all, we're supposedly saving them, that's megalomania, that's demonic, that was wrong, and I said it was wrong. And when Dan Bilzerian gets up and says, I'm ready to suit up and go kill Israelis. I want to kill them all. They're all bad. Kill Jews, period. You've just judged a whole group like you're God. And it's the same thing that the Israelis under Netanyahu have done to the Lebanese, whether they're Christian or Muslim, just wiping them out. Totally wrong and evil. Or what they've done dehumanizing, even you have Israeli ministers, top ones, saying, oh, any kid we kill, even a five-year-old, they're going to be bad later, kill them. That's demonic. And when Israel does it, I point it out and say it's wrong. When Trump says the Iranians are basically subhuman, deserve to die, it's wrong. And when Dan Bilzerian plays God, just like Trump and Netanyahu, and says they're all bad, kill them all, he's ready to suit up and go fight them. I guarantee you, Dan, you can get on an airplane, you can fly to Russia, you can get into Tehran, they will suit your ass up, buddy. So I'm calling Bilzerian's bluff. Oh, you're running for Congress. You just said you'll go fight the Israelis. I guarantee you the Iranians will take you into Tehran, and they will suit your ass up, and they will put you in a Hezbollah unit, or they'll put you on a missile battery or something. So you just said you're ready to go join to destroy Israel because they all deserve to die. Just think about that. When Trump says the Iranians all deserve to die, it's wrong. When Netanyahu says the Muslims are subhuman, they all need to die, it's wrong. And when you do, it's wrong. Just because other people are doing bad things, Dan, doesn't mean you can then act like that. Because let me explain something. That's the demonic spirit. You think when you get up there and say, kill all the Jews, that that's going to defuse this? It's going to make Jews that weren't on board with this get scared and join Netanyahu's control. Netanyahu has committed Israel to a full existential war and tried to commit us because Israel knows it's surrounded in deep trouble and believes only doubling down is its only savior instead of a way out of this. Israel has thousands of nuclear weapons and delivery systems. You can sit there and dream all day about destroying them. Have you looked into the next phases of this and how this is all being manipulated by satanic forces? This is about being a man. This is about being informed, not about making points with everybody about how you can be the most radical. And look where the point we're at is. I'm censored. I'm banned everywhere. He's not. Because I'm trying to bring freedom and peace and connectivity and deeper understanding. And the Holy Spirit that unifies us all to transcend this together. And he's over here. He's ready to kill them all. People say, oh, look at the Jewish agent Alex Jones. No, I'm an agent of not destroying the planet and following God's plan. God will judge nations. God will judge people. If he said, I'm going to go fight the Israelis, think they're tyrants, I'm going to go join the Iranian military, I'd say, okay, that's your opinion. But no, he says, because there's nothing better than wiping out all the Jews. And now you just help commit the evil force manipulating them to total war. He's a flying monkey in my view. Here he is.
I mean, honestly, the only real battle in the world, you know, exterminating Israel, is that would be on the fuck draft waiver, wherever. Give me a rifle and send me the fuck over there. I truly believe that the majority of that country is evil and they're perpetuating a genocide. They've been operating apartheid. They're suppressing those Palestinians. They're attacking the arrogant, ungrateful bastards, and they need to be.
So, Mr. Playboy, Mr. Party Man, when that's the cool thing, is all about that. Now that it's bashing Israel, he's all about it. So is this our representative in this? Is this who's going to lead us into the genocide of the Jews? It's demonic. It's all psychotic. Benjamin Netanyahu is just like him. We've got all these enemies, kill them all. And Belzerian is fine, we'll kill you all. But he's not going to go to Iran. He's not going to go fight the Israelis. It's all big talk. By somebody that just wants to get attention. That's all that matters to him. He'll do whatever it takes to get attention and act like a tough guy. And it's pathetic. We need to defuse the situation. Netanyahu is inches away from being removed from power. The IDF told Trump, don't attack, when the Mossad told him to attack 70-something days ago. Not glorifying him, it's just true. And to make Israel one monolithic group and to say the problem in the world is Jews is a scapegoat. We oppose the corruption of Israel. And Israel's out of control and a big threat and a big problem. But we do it from a place of goodness and love to fix things, not sitting there cussing every 5 seconds, acting tough and saying, kill all the Jews, that'll answer our problems. All you're doing is conjuring Armageddon. We'll be right back with more news. Stay with me. I'm Alex Jones. Follow us on X at Real Alex Jones. Stay with us. I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back. But who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on. but we need your support. Your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture, capsules, and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest, best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I can do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, for even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products, so it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directive.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network. And you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So here's the analogy. You've seen those movies where they're trying to defuse a nuclear bomb and they don't know to cut the red wire, the green wire, the blue wire, the black wire. And I can think multi-stages ahead, very easy war game, what's going to happen with Iran, Strait of Hormuz, nuclear war, destruction of Israel. And Israel becomes the detonator for nuclear conflagration guaranteed. And Israel's ready for that. And then Israel puts its people into a position, gets the U.S. in a position for total war. The whole world turns against Israel. Israel loves that, the controllers, because it makes their people get behind them. Now they've got total control over the majority of powerful Jews around the world. And then the public gets pissed off and says, well, let's just kill all the Jews. What do you think that makes the Jews do that were fighting Netanyahu and trying to de-escalate this? That makes them either get sidelined or join in. Now we're committed to the psychotic game of chicken that Netanyahu has put us into, that damn monster. And all issues now are forgotten. You heard Bilzerian. No other issue matters. Well, I thought the clip was bleeped. They're bleeping it now. He cusses so much for our stations. Well, no, we can't do that. We tried to bleep it out in live time, but delayed it out. But the point is, as soon as that clip's ready, give it to me. The point is you can see second, third, fourth order where this leads. Here's an example. This is official from North Korea. Kim Jong-un watched the mullahs get killed, so he has a standing order that if he ever gets killed, God forbid the Chinese might do it to get them to launch nuclear war. They've always wanted to use North Korea as a trigger. Kim Jong-un dies now. His military fires nuclear weapons at Japan and others. We're into full nuclear war. See the unintended consequences of Israel's war with Iran. And Bilzerian would say, well, see, they're the problem. Let's go kill all of them. Why didn't you say remove Netanyahu from power? Why didn't you say kick AIPAC out of control of the U.S.? No, Jews are the problem. Kill them all. I'm ready to go fight them. Which I guarantee if Netanyahu sees that clip, which I'm sure they're going to have on Israeli TV, it isn't already on there, they're going to use that for control. In fact, I'd ask the question, it's come out, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL are funding most of the white supremacist groups, and so they can put out the worst rhetoric, like Israel founded Hamas, ran Hamas, so they could have delegitimized Palestinians, so they could have a war with them. Does Dan Bilzerian get money from Israel? I'm not saying he does. I'm just saying, let me tell you, that's the type of stuff Netanyahu loves. That gives him more power, Dan, Mr. Big Tough Guy. And now Kim Jong-un, if he dies, is given an order to launch a nuclear war, pal. Thanks a lot, Israel. Thanks a lot, Trump. Thanks a lot, Mark Levin. And now you've conjured this thing. Oh, we have it bleeped now. Yeah, go ahead and roll the clip again. Here it is.
Today that I see worth fighting is, you know, exterminating Israel.
Start over. I want it crisp. Start it again.
I mean, honestly, the only real battle in the world today that I see worth fighting is, you know, exterminating Israel. I mean, I would sign up tomorrow and go put boots on the ground and go kill Israelis. That would be a great day for me. I would sign up on the draft waiver wherever. Give me a rifle and send me the over there. I truly believe that the majority of that country is evil and they're perpetuating a genocide. They've been operating apartheid. They're suppressing those Palestinians. They're attacking their neighbors. They're operating like terrorists. They're arrogant, ungrateful bastards, and they need to be wiped off the map.
And that's what Israel says about its enemies, including the children, which I get pisses you off. And I get you get, oh, the street cred talking like that. See where we are now? Maybe Bilzerian's actually a good guy and thinks he's doing a good thing. But if he doesn't go join the Iranian military next week, I'm going to have real questions about him. And I'm not trying to recruit him for that. My point is, show us. You know, go ahead. A lot of talk. You just gave Netanyahu a giant present. And it's disgusting. And it's dangerous. And some dumbasses will say, oh, what, you support Israel doing all this? No, ladies and gentlemen. Netanyahu is already indicted and convicted. Multiple indictments and convictions. He will be gone. He needs this war. We need to de-escalate this. And you don't do that saying kill every Jew. I mean, if you look at the factions in Israel, it's not a unified group, and I'm not being an apologist for Israel. Israel's a major problem. But we want to fix that problem, not have a damn new nuclear war, a world war. I don't know how anybody argues with me on this. This is so simple if you just use your head. We're going to lose the midterms. They're going to impeach Trump, and this time get a conviction in the Senate, the way things are going. Even with the redistricting, it's bad. I got numbers on that. And I'm just horrified that Israel has become the cliche people said it was. Israel brags they control the U.S. It's a nightmare. But I think we should oppose Israel and Netanyahu from a Christ-like position and just call balls and strikes and not get vitriolic and genocidal and not lower ourselves to the level of Netanyahu and not lower every Jew on the planet to the level of Netanyahu. That's not fair. You know, if somebody I know goes and commits a crime, am I guilty? No, not if I'm not involved. This is how I operate. Like, do I like the mullahs? No. Do I like al-Qaeda? No. Do I think they should be taken out? Yes. I don't say kill all Muslims. It's the same thing. You just can't do that, folks. That's just simple. That to me, that's fundamental. I can't believe I even have to discuss that or debate that with people. But I know I'm going to get attacked for this. Oh, Jones supports Israel. He just called for wiping all the Jews out, okay? That is music to Netanyahu's ears. He loves that. Don't you understand how this works? You think you're going to wipe the Jews out? That's called Armageddon. I'd like to not have that right now. I'd like stability. I'd like prosperity. I'd like freedom. I'd like to get control of our sovereignty again and kick AIPAC out and kick Netanyahu out and prosecute the Jonathan Pollards. I mean, I believe that, you know, for the funding, it's very clear that the Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro and all these people are Israeli agents working against our country. Arrest them. Indict them. There's evidence. Go. Put them in prison. Put the actual agents and the spies in jail. Don't sit there and do the move that the ADLs and the Poverty Law Center have done, going out funding white supremacist groups that say kill all the Jews to make standing up to Israel's corruption look illegitimate. This is very simple, folks. And I know you're smart enough to understand it. I want to stop the corrupt elements of Israel controlling our country and China and all the globalists and the EU. I want to stop it all. And I just oppose the different power structures that are out there and the left ally with Islam and all the rest of it. That's a huge issue as well. So it becomes this litmus test. I've even seen Megyn Kelly and others like, oh, I was wrong about Islam. I'm against Israel. Now I'm pro-Islam. What? You can be anti-Likudnik Jewish supremacist garbage, and also be against Islamic supremacism. But that's how things have been dumbed down. All right, shifting gears. Newt Gingrich is a very smart historian and professor, and he was a neocon in ways. I don't support everything he did politically, but I've read many of his books. He's dead on about the courts being weaponized, the founding fathers being worried about it. Thomas Jefferson passed laws to defang corrupt Article III courts that were trying to create a judicial dictatorship when he was the third president. And Trump has actually stood against those, and that's a good thing he's been doing. So here's Newt Gingrich talking about it, and then a talk show is talking about the judicial persecution of InfoWars. So we got other threats, other things to deal with as well. Here's the clips.
Read the Declaration of Independence. A very large number of its specific charges against Great Britain involve dictatorial judges. The fact is the Founding Fathers deeply distrusted judges and thought that the lawyer class was dangerous and that you could not give them unbridled power or they would undermine and destroy free society. Now, this is not some marginal position. Thomas Jefferson, asked about judicial supremacy, said that is an absurdity. That would be an oligarchy. And it's doubly dangerous because, you see, if judges think that they are unchallengeable, they are inevitably corrupted. Corrupted in a moral sense. I don't mean taking money, but I mean in a sense of arrogance, in a sense of imposing on the rest of us. Lord Acton warned in the 19th century that power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. Notice he dropped the word tends. And the courts in the last 53 years have proven that Lord Acton's right. Because with each passing decade, the judges have become more hostile to the American tradition. They now openly talk about using foreign sources of information because, after all, the American Constitution is so old and so antiquated. A justice who believes that shouldn't be serving on the American bench. One of the major impediments and threats to democracy today is the very behavior of the law schools, which teach a usurpation of power in a way that is utterly unsustainable. Founding Fathers designed our Constitution based on Montesquieu's concept of the balance of power. We're supposed to have three co-equal branches. There can be no supremacy if there are three co-equal branches, by definition. Otherwise, you'd have a superior branch and two inferior branches. But it's worse than that. If you read Hamilton in the Federalist Papers, he says the courts couldn't possibly take on the legislative and executive branch because they would inevitably lose. Jefferson is the most clear example of taking on the judiciary. In the Judicial Reform Act of 1802, the Jeffersonians eliminated 18 out of 35 federal judges. Didn't impeach them, just abolished their offices, told them to go home. Jackson in tackling the Bank of the United States, which he said was a overly centralized form of power. Think of it as the earlier Bernanke. Was told, well, the Supreme Court has said that it's constitutional. He said, fine, that's their opinion. He said, I have a different opinion. I'm the president, they're a court. They get their opinion in court. I get my opinion in the White House. Lincoln spends a large section of his first inaugural address explaining why the Dred Scott decision may be the law of the case, but cannot be the law of the land. And Lincoln refuses to enforce the Dred Scott decision while he's president, period. So people who come in and say, oh, as Nancy Pelosi once said, if the court speaks, it's as though God has spoken. Now, be fair, having somebody from her branch of the party recognize God is an important step in the right direction. In the question of national security, in the last few years, the courts, I think, have become virtually out of touch with reality. The idea that the courts are now going to take on responsibility for defending the United States is a clear and fundamental violation of the Constitution and a fundamental violation of the executive branch's power, and the Congress should pass a law repudiating every interference of the courts in national security issues and returning them to the Congress and the President where they rightly belong. In 1942, a group of German saboteurs were landed in Florida and Long Island. They were all picked up within 2 weeks. Roosevelt brought in his attorney general and said, they will be tried in a military court, they will be executed, it should happen within 3 weeks, and tell the Supreme Court if they issue a writ of habeas corpus, I will not honor it, and therefore they should not issue it. I am the commander-in-chief in wartime. They aren't. Congress has the power to limit the appeals I mentioned earlier. Congress can cut budgets. Congress can say, all right, in the future, the Ninth Circuit can meet, but it will have no clerks. By the way, we aren't going to pay the electric bill for 2 years. And since you seem to be rendering justice in the dark, you don't seem to need your law library either. This is, by the way, I am paraphrasing Hamilton in the Federalist Papers, in which he is defending, he says flatly, the judiciary is the weakest of the three branches.
It's trying to establish a dictatorship.
This modern model is just totally opposite the American tradition.
Powerful.
Doesn't it at least make you not excited, but like moderately hopeful that people are still seeking out this kind of content? That people still want to hear Alex Jones, because even though he sounds like a mad scientist, all of his stuff is it's documented, it's proven. It's all provable. They put $1 billion lawsuit on his head that he shouldn't have to pay for a bullshit case. And he's still doing it, and he's still plugging away, and people are still finding him, and millions of people are still searching him out and discovering his content and learning about this. I don't know, man. It makes me feel like, I'm not saying we're going to win, because I don't think we are, but at least we're not going to be blindfolded into the camp. You know, like, it's going to take some force. You're going to have to force us. You're not going to convince us that it's what's best for us. I mean, that's small difference maybe to you, but feels like kind of a victory that people search out Alex Jones and go find him still.
At alexjoneslive.com, bookmark that, share with everybody you know and those you don't know. So you can find the Forbidden Alex Jones Show, the live video feeds, the articles, everything at alexjoneslive.com. And let me plug right now that I'm going to hit this final story on J.D. Vance ahead of Saturday Night Live with Royce White, knocking it out of the park from Minnesota, Belly of the Beast. Now, take this new hat. I didn't tell Bigley, because they're our sponsor, the only auctions network, what to come out with product-wise. I say, this is a great supplement. I have a t-shirt idea. A lot of the stuff I design, I tell you what I do. This came in with a bunch of the new hats and shirts, really, and I was like, my name, Alex Jones Live? But I decided to go out today, grocery shopping and to a restaurant wearing it, and I got massive compliments on it. And it doesn't even really say my name. I mean, it does, but it just looks cool. Like a cool design. So I, for the first time ever, I'm wearing a shirt with my name on it or a hat, because it's kind of covert. It's just fun. But I love the hat. This is the kind of stuff at the alexjonesstore.com that you can get right now. Beautiful hat. We love it. But most of the stuff is just 1776, you know, pro freedom, you name it. It's all there. But that's how you finance an organization that's under attack by all the major power blocks, because I'm giving people the overall view and showing you the proofs. Not believe me, go look it up for yourself, of the different factions, and you can decide what to do about it. But I can't do it without you. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com today. We have a buy one, get one free sale. We just had the buy one, get one free ultramethylene blue. That ended in 2 days, like I told you. The new one is Shilajit Gummies. Incredible. Take an hour to tell you about it. Just do your own research. We have the best. And Ultimate Creatine, the highest quality creatine. Not just good for your muscles, but also for your brain. Super concentrated. You can buy one, get one free of either one of those or both. And a bunch of other sales right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But check out the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, all of it. It is amazing. And that's how we finance this operation. I can't do it without you. You get all the credit. Thanks for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm not asking you to worship some golden statue to InfoWars. In fact, don't. I'm just asking you to get great products that will enrich your life and just try them and see how great methylene blue is, or the Irish sea moss, or the Shilajit, or the bovine colostrum. Just see how great it is. We have a 90%+ reorder rate on all this stuff. But the majority of you never go try it. Please take the challenge. Take action. Stand with us as we stand for all of our collective freedoms in the future at thealexjonesstore.com. And a lot of products that sell at thealexjonesstore.com, the sister site is realalexjones.com, same warehouse in Fayetteville, Arkansas, but they hold back 10%, whether it's knives or coins or shirts or what, you know, sometimes a supplement sold out at thealexjonesstore.com. It'll be available in most cases at realalexjones.com. Because the site's just kind of been over there on the side. It was when we set up the Alex's Network in the last couple of years, just a backup. It was the funder of that, just for the little studio and things. But now it's a major OG in the fight. Take advantage now, realalexjones.com, and I thank you for your support. All right, so I'm not bringing this up to criticize J.D. Vance. I like J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance told me 2 months before he got the nomination and was nominated that he was the guy. I think he's really smart. I support him. I like him a lot. I think he should be the nominee, way better than Marco Rubio, the neocon, coming up in 2028. That election basically starts in less than a year, and it starts peaking in a year and a half. So that said, it's now come out that one of his rallies, and it's been others as well, in Des Moines, Iowa, he's had other events where like 500 people show up. Just a year ago, 10,000 would show up for him. Trump, all the main Trump product sellers are shutting down, closing because of Trump Epstein cover-up, the Iran war, all the stuff. People are done. And I point that out, and Trump supporters, some of them go, oh, you're a traitor. No, I'm not drinking Kool-Aid. I'm not in a cult. I want Trump to get back on track, and there's not much time. Maybe too late already. So they had to pay, it's now confirmed, $100 to get people to go to this event. That's crazy. Now, we know the Democrats do this in every case. We know that. And the only good news is the Democrats are even more unpopular than Republicans. They have their lowest approval rating ever of like 25%. Trump's at 31%. So it's like helter skelter. Yeah, I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. I am not happy about this. But since Trump bound himself to Israel and Mark Levin, he's plunging. It's so sad. Now we have 10 days that shook the White House map and Democrat confidence because they've been gerrymandering. Supreme Court ruled in Trump's favor. It's totally true. That's good. We're getting some extra seats. But will it be enough? That is the larger question. So here is Vance. Notice it's a really close shot because nobody's there. With a bunch of paid influencers. This is so sad. And I point this out not to undermine Trump overall, but to say these are red lights flashing. Here it is.
All right. Thank you.
Now, juxtapose that with 100,000 2 years ago when RFK Jr. endorsed Trump in Tucson. Juxtapose that with just a year ago, Trump, 50,000 people rallies. Trump, they're like, oh, look, Trump goes and talks to a group of geriatrics. There's 2,000 people. Oh, he's bigger than ever. No, he's not. And lying about it isn't going to fix it. Can the Democrats get 50 people without paying them? No. Are they even more pathetic? Yes. But don't lie about this. Mark Mitchell at Rasmussen a year ago started raising the alarm when they got rid of Elon and the rest of them started sliding. 6 months ago, went to the White House, had an emergency meeting with him, with J.D. Vance trying to warn Trump. This total war, Israel first garbage is killing us. And the Democrats are licking their demonic lips. And they're doing it over and over and over again. And I don't have time to play it. I'll play it tomorrow. But, you know, these beta male soy boy guys about, oh, we got to punish MAGA. What are we going to do with them once Trump's gone? It's so sick. The left's problem, 75 million Americans don't stop being human because they voted differently than you. Demonizing people and disagree with you isn't righteousness. It's a warning sign. Yeah, but here's the left, overhead shot on this, literally saying, oh, we got to go after these people. We got to demolish MAGA. We got to get rid of them. But back to this Kennedy shot. There was 100,000 people, nosebleed, scan through the video, it shows it, 100,000 arena, all the way full to the top. That's 2 years ago. And then Trump gets in, crowd's just as big. And then he gets rid of Elon. Then he covers up Epstein. Then he goes, you know, total war. And now Trump goes out and there's 2,000 people. Vance goes out, there's 500 all paid. That's called flatlining. That's called flatlining. And this live part's over. Royce White's about to take over. But I'll make sure in post from this rally we show you the 100,000 people and many others when they zoom out. Because that's all you need to see. I'm not a traitor pointing this out. I'm pointing out we're burning down. We've got a major problem. And we don't want RFK Jr. another sideline in Tulsi Gabbard. He almost fired Tulsi Gabbard a month ago. And all these people that quit, like Joe Kent, he said in his letter, to get you to stop the war, Trump, it's illegal, it's wrong, it's a trap, it's a lie. And he got called a traitor. Well, I'm not the traitor, and I'm proud of what I've done, and I will continue to do it. Please support us at thealexshowstore.com as we continue our operation against the globalists to warn the people to stop new lockdowns, to stop new wars. It's so critical we stay on air because the bad guys know I'll be true to the truth no matter what. But I can't do it without your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support at thealexshowstore.com. Go there now. You're really missing out if you don't. All right, Royce White is loaded. Forbear from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Takes over in 2 minutes after this quick break. And then, Lord willing, I'm back from the Alex Jones Network Studios tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Join us and share those feeds because you are the modern incarnation of Paul Revere. Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now I'll see you on the front lines of the info war.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI under Obama's command launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, alexjoneslive.com, and the link, alexjonesapp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.